August in 2022 really takes off with a bang. The beginning of the month is when Mars, Uranus, and North Node come together in their conjunction. They're fantastically passionate, fiery, forward momentum conjunction. And on the 1st of August 2022, we have a 15 universal date. So we have the number one, which is all about new beginnings, the Mars conjunct Uranus North Node conjunction, which is all about new beginnings, and then the number 15 adds magic to the equation. 15 is the spiritual alchemist and truly embodies alchemy. Magic that is transformational in terms of infusing positive energy into anything that you do and coming out on the other side refreshed and invigorated and loved and feeling abundant. So it's really a fantastic beginning of this month where even your creativity with the number 15 and 1 is incredibly strong. Your original ideas, Uranus also represents original ideas, and Mars is incredibly creative. And there's a surge of forward momentum that you are going to feel this month that is initiated on the first day. So start something fresh, have the courage to begin anew, feel your heart fully immersed in everything. This is happening while the sun is in Leo, and Leo is all about courage, which is the passion that comes from the heart being ignited. And take initiative too regarding your financial flow, anything to do with abundance, because you will be very much supported intuitively on which way to turn, what to focus on, opportunities that come your way. You're going to be tuned into them so you don't miss any. Your enthusiasm is really magnified as well, and you basically are open to embrace the unusual. So it's a wonderful time to implement new beginnings and changes. Then on the 2nd of August, again, we continue the intensification of the beginning of the month. Here we have a code of the number 2 in 2022, so several twos activated, which is the number of rest and balance and the number of caring and connection. And the whole date adds up to 16, which is a very intuitive, fast-moving, but also meditative number. So it has that juxtaposition, a paradox really, of listening acutely because there can be some really sudden shifts, and then at the same time being in a place of meditation so that you're able to really hear your inner voice. Now, number two brings relationships, forgiveness, harmony, intimacy, balance, and flow. They all flow together in unison. And then, of course, the intuitive downloads from the number 16 can then result in feeling very much at peace. Now, if you do experience something that is out of the blue, unexpected, turn again to your inner source, your inner navigation system for guidance, because you will then have the patience and the real the perspective that comes from being having the bird's eye view that really will be there for you so you don't get pulled into any drama that may come up. Also, since 16 reduced to 7, going out in nature is going to be very helpful. Now, in the stars, we have Venus sextile Uranus and Venus sextile Mars. And the reason is that Uranus and Mars are still in that conjunction. So Venus has now come around and created a connection. So that means your craving for excitement and love is stimulated. Venus, of course, rules Taurus, and that's the sign that Uranus entered in 2018. And so that means that, this whole conjunction is, of course, in Taurus, and it just signifies everything that Taurus represents, which is pleasure and financial flow and creativity and love and security and really being at peace with where you are at. It's an earth sign, so it's very stable. All of those may be changed in some way. You may feel an urge to change the way you create financial flow or change something in your relationship or look at what brings you pleasure and add something to it. Uranus also sextile to Venus will allow you to feel much more independent and be open to new ways of exploring your life, but in a very light way. And then the sextile to Mars just gives you a strong desire. Venus and Mars, when they come together in a harmonious way, really ignite love and affection and passion. And so you will want to be with others, not just intimately, but socially as well. You will feel very deeply connected to your intimate partners or partner, I should say. And if you are in a new relationship and dating, it's a wonderful time to actually go out. I know it's a Tuesday, but it just is a beautiful day because also the number two indicates for the 2nd of August that intimate connection. And of course, creatively, Venus and Mars, when they come together, create a lot of sparks. So then we come to Wednesday, the 3rd of August, and on that day, the number 17 is activated, and that means you really are leading from a place of joy. 3 represents the joy of creation, and 17 is the ultimate leader, the feeling of leaving a legacy behind, having great strength and fortitude. So what you express today will leave behind some kind of legacy. You want to share, communicate, and spend time with others and do so from a place of responsibility and confidence. It also heightens financial flow, especially when you focus on what is fun, enjoyable, and makes you truly happy. So this is a blending of deep creativity and courage. And Venus squares the moon today, so that allows feelings of love and abundance to fill your heart. You have, again, a stronger than usual desire for affection, just like the day before on August 2nd. And you also want to socialize. Just watch your mood. It may fluctuate a bit. And if you are easily impressionable, you want to watch that today. You also want to eat healthily, not overindulge in any food or drink. And you just know that the little pleasures in life are what is going to get you through the day. So enjoy that. Take a walk out in nature. Enjoy just, you know, being with your pet or whatever it is that you love to do, your children, your significant other, and reading a book. Those little pleasures, you want to pay attention to those today. On Thursday, the 4th of August, we have an 18 universal date, which is the number of rest and rejuvenation and healing and dreams. And 4 is very much about practicalities and grounding, manifestation, getting out and touching the earth. And when we put both of these together, there is a sense of emotional stability and also a sense of taking responsibility for your feelings. Now, if you have any dreams or visions of the future, these will help you lay a foundation. And that foundation is based on unconditional love, which is the highest expression of the number 18 and 9. 9 also represents practical wisdom. So the practicality comes with the number 4, the combination of the two. So with that wisdom and putting it into practice, you really feel a lot of peace. In the heavens, we have the moon sextile Mercury, which helps you with, you know, getting those responsibilities done and accomplished because it activates your mind and intuition and allows you to communicate in a very heartfelt way. And so you'll be able to feel your way into every conversation in a very beautiful way. So express yourself because you have the clarity to share those deep feelings. And you may get some news, some emails, anything that also encompasses short trips is favored today. It's a wonderful time to share your feelings, to connect easily and effortlessly with others. And just know that your mind and heart, represented by Mercury and the Moon, are very much in sync today, which enhances your intuition. Then we have the 5th of August. Remember that August is a 14 universal month, which reduces to 5. So this creates a double 5 and allows you to really dive into freedom, independence, taking a risk, being an intrepid explorer, an adventurer. It's a fast-paced day because the universal date is 19, which is a 1, and 1 and 5 are in the mind triad, and they are numbers of movement. And so the energy will be very much flowing today, so be ready to make quick decisions that lead to a new direction. Be very flexible, open, and ready to take that risk. And don't shy away from being original and different. Create something unusual. Be curious and explore all your options. You feel very sensual today and ready to tackle new projects with a lot of enthusiasm. Now, the Moon is opposite Uranus, and so here we have an intense emotional excitability. Remember that Uranus-Mars North Node conjunction is just a few days ago, and they're still very much in play. So when the Moon comes around, it may trigger some latent, whatever needs to be awakened within you. And so you want to really seek activities that stimulate you in a new way and trust your intuition, trust your instinct, and feel that presence of that inner serenity first before you act, before you speak. And this will help you not rush into things. Then on Saturday, the 6th of August, we have a 20 universal date. 20 reduces to 2. So we have the 20 and the 2 in the universal date, and then we have 2022 as the years. That's a lot of twos. There's a lot of compassion, cooperation, kindness, reaching out to others, diplomacy, harmony, balance in this code. And the 6th is also about love and caring and nurturing and mentoring and family. So this Saturday is a wonderful date night. It's wonderful for any kind of romance and nurturing and connection, sharing your heart, communicating with a lot of kindness. And the day really brings a lot of blessings when you're tuned into this energy. 6 is also connected with abundance. So the abundance is really activated when you acutely listen to your inner voice, your intuition, and also when you're very open to being of service to others. Today also favors financial transactions and financial growth. The Moon is trine to Neptune, and that really helps your psychic abilities. You feel a delicate, sweet, spiritual energy about you. Your dreams may intensify with Neptune. You can receive wonderful insights no matter whether you're, you know, sleeping and dreaming or literally just meditating or being in a creative state where you feel that timelessness. That's what Moon trine Neptune connects, creates. It really takes you out of the idea of time and the limitations that time can impose on us and takes us into another space, the alpha state where there is really no time and there is just eternity. And this is where mystical experiences and really delightful, beautiful, creative downloads happen. And then we come to Sunday, the 7th of August. And on this day, we have a 21 universal date. And of course, the number 21 is connected to our 21st century of truth and joy and creativity. So today's energy with the number 7 is both quiet and social. So you can choose or do both. You can take that 7th day of rest with the number 7. and go out in nature and really be in a place of serenity, meditation, and or you can join with others and connect in a very joyful, creative way. Either way, there is a lot of spirituality and fun and intuitive psychic abilities that can be shared through writing, through speaking. And it also is a time to connect in a way. You can do that online or you can do that as an actual group that's meeting up. So really beautiful for that. And what's helping it in the stars is Venus trines Neptune. Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces. And this is just makes it a wonderful romantic day. And then it enhances your creativity. It helps your love life just really take off with a lot of compassion and tenderness and helps you daydream and tune into your imagination. It's just really sweet, tender, warm energy. And then we also have Mars square Saturn, and that may restrict your energy. So you want to focus on your creativity, on pending responsibilities, and if possible, don't start any important new projects. It is a Sunday, so most likely you won't be at work, but if so, then just concentrate on pouring your passion into something you already have started or already have. It is, though, important to express yourself with this transit and to be very patient, to take things one step at a time. If you do get frustrated, then of course, deep breathing and center your energy before proceeding, before speaking, because you're discovering with Saturn how to sit boundaries while at the same time Mars wants to liberate you from fear. So it's a really huge growth day or growth weekend and, you know, a wonderful time to just prepare something and to strengthen your inner resolve. Then Monday, the 8th of the 8th, the Lion's Gate, on this 2022nd 8-8 day, we have a 22 universal date. So all those numbers, 8-8, 2022, and it adds up to 22, which reduces to 4. This is a powerful date. All the numbers are in the 2-4-8 triad. And the 2-4-8 triad is the triad of manifestation. So it's actually extremely powerful, and it can really help you to tune into what feels destined, what really helps you tune into what feels like it was meant to be. And it's a code that helps you manifest your big vision. It's a code that helps you get organized because it is filled with discipline and leadership and practicality. And it's a code that can bring a lot of peace into your life because the number 22, the universal date, that the whole date adds up to 22 as well, is connected to the Architect of Peace number. So there's a lot of serenity that you can feel as long as you apply yourself and plan and act on whatever needs to be done for great results. Now, the moon is square to Neptune today. Now, of course, anytime the moon makes an aspect, it's just for a few hours. So it's really not that long lasting. But this means you're going to be a little bit more sensitive and you may feel like a dreamlike sensation. It may create a veil. It may prevent you from seeing things clearly, but certainly your emotional sensory perception is strong. So you want to stay grounded and add extra spiritual protection. This is a wonderful time to rest and not make important decisions. So given that the numerology code is about getting things done, you want to basically have a balance today and maybe take a nap while you're working on whatever you're wanting to manifest, or you might want to sleep in. So it's a very exciting day. It's also the Lion's Gate, of course, which is always very powerful when the 8-8 appears and creates this sense of strength and infinity and courage and confidence. And of course, the Lion's Gate happens while the sun is in the sign of the lion, Leo. So literally right in the middle of Leo. So always very much about confidence and courage.